Welcome to this Securities Finance Monitor 3-Minute Update, sponsored by Pyram. Our topic today is securities lending CCPs. There have been some interesting changes to this part of the market over the last 6 months, where industry opinions about securities lending CCPs have moved from general uncertainty towards a real acceptance and a recognition that securities lending CCPs will be one of several important tools for both agent lenders and their prime broker counterparts over the next years, as Basel III and Dodd-Frank become a more active part of the securities lending landscape. The major winners in this move towards securities lending CCPs will, of course, be Eurex Clearing and the OCC. However, new intermediaries are also springing up to make it easier to facilitate trading activity and make it easier for market participants to engage, track, manage, and finally, unwind their transactions. Arguments against the CCP have long been on the beneficial owner side, where the idea that a beneficial owner lending a security would need to post margin would really reduce both their income potential as well as control over their own counterparty risk. Slowly, however, beneficial owners may be convinced that securities lending CCPs are an ideal solution based largely on limitations of prime brokers to continue conducting business on a bilateral basis without interruption. Part of the move towards a securities lending CCP for both lenders and borrowers could be driven by the ability of agent lenders to provide counterparty default indemnification to their beneficial owner clients. In this case, a reduction of counterparty default indemnification could potentially be replaced with the guarantee provided by a CCP. While not ideal nor identical, this CCP guarantee could potentially be sufficient to encourage many beneficial owners in securities lending to stay in the market and not leave altogether. Another interesting development has been the production of studies, including one from Eurex Clearing and another from Promontory Financial Group, that show surprisingly large cost savings for prime brokers in the use of securities lending CCPs. While every institution will realize their own cost savings based on the securities that they are lending and the types of counterparties they are lending to, both studies strongly suggest that securities lending CCPs will produce demonstrative cost benefits to prime broker borrowers. The next question is whether prime broker borrowers will be willing to pass those savings on to agent lenders, thereby creating a bifurcated market where bilateral transactions are priced at a lower rate and CCP transactions are priced at a higher rate in order for prime brokers to capture the capital benefits resulting from CCP usage. The way it looks now, CCPs are going to be an important part of the securities lending landscape going forward. The important question is how infrastructure providers, including Eurex Clearing and OCC, will show the market exactly the benefits they can offer. Thanks very much for listening. This has been a Securities Finance Monitor 3-Minute Update, sponsored by Pyram.